वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते 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 वासुदेवाय
एकदा धनु उद्यम्य
एकदा धनु उद्यम्य
शरण्विजयान्दने
शरण्विजयान्दने अनुगता शान्ता
सृष्टौ शुजितास्पृशितौ वृषम्
वृषम्
This is a framework to the circumstances under which Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken for the benefit of all concerned. That the prelude therefore begins with the words Ekada. Previous section is the sages appreciating the capacity of Sutta. Sutta is expressing his jubilation at discussing these topics. And their appreciation of his ability to do so, and their urging him to speak further, and very humble expressions, sort of expressing his inadequacy to do so, his lack of qualification, his disqualification, that. But the personality of God had been so merciful, and Shukadeva Goswami being so powerful, that they can make an unqualified person qualified. And the nature of the topics of the personality of God are such that even if one has limited capacity, they can say something, so that something, because it's in relation to the personality of God, is very powerful. So he's beginning this narration. Nice metaphors, but it's flying the sky according to their ability, so each person can speak something about the personality of Godhead, so here goes. Once upon a time. So he wants to describe further the glory to Maharaj Parikshit. He wants to describe the introduction of Maharaj Parikshit to Shukadeva Goswami, and then introduce Shukadeva Goswami to the audience, the exchange between the two, and then the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam's narration starts in chapter 1 of Canto 2. 1819 is preparing us for, once again, the qualification of speaker and listener, and the nature of the subject matter, the capacity of the listener to inquire appropriately and inspire the speaker. Not just information wise, but realization. Maharaj Parikshit has very good reason to inquire deeply, like in that matter. So, this is that narration, or the prelude to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the prelude is introduced by this once upon a time. Ekada dana udyamya, taking firmly in his hands his bow and arrows, vicharan mriganam dana, he went to the forest for a hunting excursion, and as he was Yam. Achakshana, looked searching for a reservoir of water. Somehow, Super Soul directed him to the hermitage of Shamakrishi. Dadasha, William, Akinam, who was seated in a very peaceful condition, silent, Shantam, and his Nidita Lochanam, his eyes were closed in trance. The next verse describes that trance, that deep absorption. So, Maharaj Pariksit was trained in what is yoga. He's trained in what is proper achar, how to behave as king in the presence of elevated brahmanas. Yet he became angry at the brahmana because he was in trance. He wasn't speaking. He wasn't observing the etiquette of receiving a guest because he was, his consciousness was elsewhere. By his meditation, he became angry. So, at which point that is being made, we've heard this many times before, but it's not, this isn't Maharaj Pariksit, this isn't the qualification of the person of this caliber. Thirst and hunger, he's used to fasting. Fatigue, he's used to battle and arduous physical activity. And he's used to respecting personalities such as great sages. Instead, he's becoming angry for want of proper reception. Meaning, you should show proper etiquette. So some that fault-finding mentality is actually his own fault. He should show proper respect to the sage who is in meditation. He should show proper respect to me, the guest and the king. Was nothing improper? Thought of him as improper. And the fault finder is generally in that dynamic. Maybe finding fault in others because one's own heart is infested with the same fault, very same fault. So that behavior is not Maharaj Pariksit's behavior. And for that behavior, there was a consequence. And the consequence was the son of the sage became indignant at Maharaj Pariksit's behavior, and he made his brahminical curse, which was also inappropriate. But we'll discuss that later. So, the main issue here is the circumstantial arrangements made by the Supreme Lord to benefit his devotee, who is involved with worldly things. So, in this case, this is something internal. The internal is loss of his standard ability to control himself, control his hunger, thirst, anger. Even for an ordinary person, not to speak of a great king like Maharaj Pariksit, this is standard stuff. But when the devotee too much absorbed in worldly affairs, the Lord creates a situation to cause indifference. In this case, it's internal, an internal situation. Sometimes it's external, meaning a conflict situation or something that is required disappears. Some external something. Just the energy shifts, and it's a conflict situation. It's a very difficult situation. When that happens, right away, this is Krishna. And others may not understand. This is Krishna helping this devotee. I certainly see situations where the devotee doesn't understand. At least not right away. And sometimes not even at all. Just too much attached. With assistance and ideally when desiring Krishna sufficiently, when some awkward circumstances arises or some difficulty, or using Prabhupada's language elsewhere, reversals in material existence, when those things happen, there's a controller behind those things. Often, one of the first things is the finger pointing, the blaming. Why did you do this to me? Or what did I do wrong? But the higher purpose may simply be lost. If that's the response, there's a higher purpose. Now, in the flow of events, both the sage and king exhibit, after the whole thing is over, they exhibit the qualities of the elevated persons they are. The king feels great remorse. Why did I have this? Some very serious repercussion will come, and for the serious wrong I've done, I deserve some serious repercussion. And he had his mind made up, whatever it is, I'll just accept it for my purification. So his character was right, although he didn't understand the ultimate higher purpose. The ultimate higher purpose, Prabhupada explains in the purport. Krishna wanted that Srimad Bhagavatam be spoken. And for the Bhagavatam to be spoken, the appropriate speaker and the appropriate listener or receiver of the Bhagavatam. So, best person to speak it, we'll just follow. Best person to receive it, Maharaj preach it. How to orchestrate the circumstance. So Krishna has a repertoire of options. He doesn't have to pick this one. But he chose to pick this one. Maharaj Pritchard should hear it. He should hear it in a circumstance where it's life and death. So there's many lessons in the Bhagavatam about facing death. Lessons of the Bhagavatam about facing reversals. This is one of them. See reversals or see awkward circumstances. See sudden difficulties. Devotees should see as an act of special intervention, a Varanasi, where Krishna wants us to become more or exclusively attached to Him. And then we feel like that. What a person or the circumstance doesn't get blamed. The other person is my instructor. On behalf of Krishna, to instruct me through the experience that I need to become more detached. I need to become more attached to Krishna. And the other person is that instrument of Krishna for that lesson. And then one can smile and experience great joy at the instrument who is bringing this awkward circumstance. Because it's Krishna. It's the agent of Krishna. So, awkward circumstances may be, so some options. Option A is, it may be just a reminder of our past karmas, our past impure involvement with material energy. And Krishna is just gently reminding us, don't forget about the talk like this. If some difficulty comes, like a little slap on the wrist, Krishna is teaching, don't forget, don't become proud, that just a short while ago, your life was involved in many impure activities. So don't become negligent of your present situation, or proud of what you've achieved. It's not resting, being well situated is not resting upon our greatness. Mountains of good qualities and piety. It's the result of some descending mercy. Don't forget them. A little slap on this. A sincere looking in a sense. But perhaps option A is our past misdeeds. A token reminder of our past misdeeds. Or option B is being indicated here. Attachment is an inordinate attachment for something temporary. We're progressing, but inordinately we're holding on to something worldly, temporary, and seeking either subtle or perhaps even gross enjoyment from those things. And that's an obstacle for going back to Godhead. So if I went very clearly, before one is able to go back to Godhead, one has to give up all attachment for worldly relations, not just things. The worldly aspect of relations, not just you have to kick away relations, but the worldly attachment portion, as opposed to the spiritual affinity portion, the spiritual relationship. Certainly, one of the tests of the spiritual relationship is that the desire for serving Krishna grows. In fact, service for Krishna grows. And affinity for Krishna grows. Bhakti, para, isha, anubhav, dira, dira, yatra. One's interest in frivolous or mundane activity diminishes where there's spiritual association, spiritual based association. Detachment. undue attachment for not only mundane things, but mundane relations, worldly relations, then that's an opportunity for Krishna to make some special mercy arrangement, or just put in an awkward circumstance, or off balance. You're feeling routine is disturbed, and what do I do now? Very nice example came in our Bhakti Bhakti class. Just, each one of us has a fellow can go around the room. And we can get an example of third experience with this kind of thing. One came up when one of the Bhakti Bhakti members, his son, in the middle of the night, his son is maybe 4 years old, 3 or 4 years old, crying, crying, vomiting, vomiting, just like violently vomiting. So, you know what to do. And in that attachment to the son, he started to panic. And in this state of panic, his ability to discriminate what to do was gone. It just was in panic. And then something happened, just something clicked all of a sudden. Why all this panic and emotion to the attachment? This is not my son, it's spiritual part of us of Krishna. I have a relation with him as the father of this child, but that means I have a service to do on Krishna's behalf. And now, what does one who's a servant of Krishna in a circumstance like this do? Just thought the all the panic stuff went and calmness entered. Okay, I have to make an arrangement to get to hospital care. Instead of night, I don't know where to go. I just want to find a hospital, just step by step. Found out where's the hospital, found out the emergency room would admit him. And he got his wife and had the car and had the direction. All the while it was just the service instead of panic. Just a complete different kind of energy at work. And subjectively, complete different experience, the satisfaction of feeling the connection of Krishna as opposed to the urgency mode of taking care of I and mine. So there was a nice opportunity for realization for this man. Too much attached. Now it's easy to get too much attached. Even for a thoughtful, intelligent person, really easy to get too much attached. In family matters and worldly circumstances. So, we're not Maharaj Pariksit and Arjuna. The purpose of Krishna's putting us in an awkward situation is not so we can be the instruments of receiving Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami or Bhagavad Gita or Krishna. We're not on such an elevated platform. But the principle is something that we can understand. It does apply. The principle of one who is a devotee, meaning I place my life in the hands of Krishna and receive his service. Then it's Krishna who takes charge of the eternal potency, who is ruling over the external potency. And if one remains mindful of that, then when the awkward circumstances come, it is Krishna. You can see Krishna. And you can say yes to Krishna, accept this message is an appropriate one. So Krishna, thank you for having my son become violently sick and vomiting all over the house and all over the car and all over the hospital. You know, just seeing a small child in that condition whoever it is mentioned, it's very difficult. But still thanking Krishna. This is to help me be in the mood of service instead of being in the mood of I am I and attachment. It takes a person in elevated consciousness to catch the message. Like, the message is there for those who are reaching. And one devoted couple from my early days in Krishna consciousness, that everybody, practically everybody that joined the temple was engaged in book distribution. Any able-bodied person did like that. So, amongst the Matajis, there was one Mataji who was like such a staunch, dedicated, sober book distribution person who read Prabhupada's books and would counsel the other ladies. It's just like an ocean of shelter for others. And in the course of time, after many, 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 many years of distributing Prabhupada's books, she became married. And she disclosed this to me later, that at long last she had a child. Only at the time of birth there was some medical complication, I don't know what it was, and so the child had to be literally taken from the womb to put into an incubator with an oxygen supply and just to support and sustain the life of the child. So, make a long story short, after some month and a half or so, where the mother was, the child died in that incubator, and she confided that all those before, even before devotees, she had an aspiration to become a Catholic nun, which, you know, very high religious sentiments, great devotion, great dedication, great surrender, but there was this desire to have a child and hold the child in your arms. And that was, the message was, that's not to be fulfilled. And she just accepted, no whining, moaning, just, this is Krishna's arrangement. The method to recognize Prabhupada's saying that the devotee can understand by the signal of the Lord, and the understanding to be unfavorable and frustrated. So where there's this sincere desire to connect with Krishna, but some attachment, Krishna orchestrates some awkward situation, some difficult situation, some troubling situation. And right away the devotee understands. In our own lives and in the association of others, we know we all know so many so that you could get Goswami to speak to my Bhagavatam. But the outcome is so that you can become purified of that material attachment and qualified to go back to Godhead. Krishna orchestrates. those such things for those purposes. Doing so through the agency of Maharaj Pritchett to instruct us. This is falls in the category of the classic mother instructing the daughter in law by instructing the daughter. Krishna's instructing us to instruct him, example of Maharaj Pritchett. The example is so that we can be instructed. So that when that those situations happen to us, we know what to do. We know what's going on. We know what to do. We need to thank Krishna for purifying us from our material attachments so that we can, in an unobstructed way, connect with him and go to him. And it's easy to stay, and it's another thing to do. It's the lesson. It's the lesson. It's the expression.
One persistent doubt that comes is that Krishna creates situations for us to say the word is. I don't know if this is fair enough. There's a situation that Krishna is creating is different.
Opportunities for awkward situations. And there, however, since here we are or aren't, there is a supreme control. And it's not like, you know, it's a big violation for Krishna to create awkward situations. it's not a big deal. It's just, because we're not sincere enough, we may not get the fullest opportunity or take the fullest advantage of the awkward situation. That's because of our lack of sincerity. But that's the limiting factor, not Krishna's side. We're too insignificant to entertain sincere Krishna's side in the body. Conception of humility for sure, and a spiritual conception of humility. Spiritual conceptions give rise to increased devotion and service. Some conception like that is just moaning and groaning about how unimportant I am. It's being not enthusiastically engaged in devotion and service. To stay enthusiastically engaged in devotional service, there's a signal, as we use in Prabhupada's word, that there's a Krishna connection here. Krishna's extending a connection. That's what we mean, however sincere we are or not. That's what we have to come to. Thank you. case it's Krishna orchestrating something, when it's not our foolishness specifically, but when it's our foolishness, there's also an opportunity for purification. Meaning, the first option is Krishna's being kind, and the second option is Krishna's being kind. He's giving some recognition of the foolishness, and he's giving me an opportunity to rectify myself, to purify myself. Because of Krishna's kindness, it's like that. So, we shouldn't just like not take responsibility for our foolishness. Mm-hmm. Whereas Krishna is not doing that either. All of Krishna's role that this would happen, he's healing remorse. Makes a mistake, how that mistake is, the mistake itself, and where the mistake came from, how the devotee addresses that, is critical. And the truth is just denial, like Krishna did then also. How the devotee processes the mistake and what preceded the mistake. Like inattentiveness, so absorbed in thinking of how important it is to treat everything as Krishna's property that I'm begging to find the others that are true. I'm so absorbed in thinking of how important it is. You need to be comfortable in the execution. You need to be thoughtful and present and conscious. As part of our service, a mistake that proceeds to mistake is that one. There's a particular act that's a mistake. Or perceive the mistake is not being attentive. Or some other fundamental mistake. Selfishness, attachment, or discretion is not proper. Of correction for developing for the mistake is to root out where the mistake came from and make sure that it stays rooted out so the mistake doesn't occur again. So it's not just making a very firm vow, this behavior won't repeat itself. That's not going to be sufficient if there's in that sense, even where there's a mistake, the devotee takes it as an opportunity with this mistake to get to the root of some impurity that's within. Krishna's arrangements.
I asked Krishna to write and then I got attached to a project, you know, I mean, expectation for the kind of business. But then later on I realized that I asked him to write and but I'm trying to control the situation and then I read, so I realized, okay, now I should not do that thing. But the instrument that helps me to understand this thing, I acted wrongly before but not understand that. I'm just going to try to act in the right manner. Do I need to tell the person who might be having a situation? What is the course? And, I understand the fact that now I need to be the conscious thing that's required in the situation. And I need to act in a proper way. And I do that. But the other person may not understand the idea, I understand what my situation is like. This is what I thought and this is what I have done, and then how
it's abstract, so without knowing the particulars it's hard to say. The most important thing is the correction. The secondary is the explanation and apology. Because what's the use of an explanation and apology where there's no correction? It's hard to say, once again, but certainly this much, without knowing the particulars, if Krishna makes some arrangements, then where you're with that person and you can just, the opportunity presents itself by Krishna's arrangement. Open your heart and discuss the situation, explain and apologize for your feel the broken. So, unless there was some specific offense or the person became disturbed by what you did or didn't do or how you did or something like that, then the internal correction is sufficient. If it was there was an offense and the person felt offended and hurt some way or another, then it would be important to find that person. While you wait, don't wait for Krishna to arrange it. Find the person, present yourself in a humble way and request their understanding and forgiveness.
People like this question. They are very new people and just introduced to Krishna consciousness transition. They felt that whenever they try to take the process seriously, they have attempted 3-4 times. They feel that suddenly problems start coming. So, is there a signal, is there a message for them?
But this is just the course of internal energy. It's just the nature of the place. Had I not started, they may very well come up. Anyhow, this is the nature of the place. Or maybe that in the practice of cleansing the heart, these things are arising, which is the planting of the heart in the form of some opportunity to grow in the sort of spiritual advancement. And then taking the next line, either one. If it's directly the result of contacting the internal potency, Krishna's mercy. Not I'm just still working the internal potency because I don't have problems. If purification means that Krishna wants it to come in the form of some hardship, difficulty, something, that's his problem. And if I say no to Krishna, I don't want that aspect of contamination, say, you'll go and say otherwise. Probably a less gentle way. And just, if it's just the circumstance of being in the material world, where things sometimes have upheavals and become violent, and then sometimes they're quiet, big storm, it's pretty common peaceful after the storm, it's the nature of the place. That's the lesson about the place, a nice place. Not because I want to stay, but we don't have to stay in this place. Either for the devotee, it's impetus. In fact, Prabhupada spoke about that, that the devotee sees every circumstance as favorable for his results. The world works out great. Lots of opportunity for people who are very distressed to hear spiritual messages. So, the war's over. Now it's an opportunity to help people put their lives back together. Those spiritual foundations. We spoke about that in terms, specifically in terms of war.
How do we ask for more these kind of situations so that we can
we should ask for not more situations. We should ask for pray to Krishna for the purity needed. Then accept whatever Krishna wants for us.